It's the Shooting USA Podcast, special from the SHOT Show 2013, live in the Smith & Wesson booth. And now I'm joined by Mike Irvine and the powerful Molly Smith. Welcome, Molly.
Hello, Molly.
Hello. Hi, guys.
How are you doing? How is your show going so far?
This has been excellent. I've only been here since about 8 o'clock this morning, and this is my first show ever, so it's kind of overwhelming, but kind of awesome at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about it. What are you seeing? What are the impressions? This is the first SHOT Show. It's a big deal.
Well, the favorite part for me right now is that I'm running into all these people that I haven't seen in a very long time. Definitely got something out of that.
That's really exciting stuff. Have you taken a chance to see any of the new stuff from the Core line, for instance? I mean, competition, optics ready, first word in it, competition, and I think Molly Smith when I think competition.
Absolutely. Well, I haven't been able to look at them just yet. I've kind of been rushing around, and I haven't been able to get my hands on it just yet, but I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to seeing what sort of things are different with it.
Well, what's been the big impact for you so far?
Well, the most shocking thing has been all the people. Mm-hmm. But the biggest impact has been just seeing how many people and how much of a turnout this has brought, and just seeing how much interest is actually in firearms and the industry. I don't really see that where I'm from. I'm from California, so it's kind of not spoken about that much. But coming here, and I'm sitting at lunch, and I'm hearing these people all around me talking about guns. And
lucky
that's just
you.
Fantastic.
You got lunch. Some of us didn't get lunch.
Could have brought something, Molly, you know.
What? Tell me about
the
other...
I can come back for more. I have an hour until I have to be at the booth.
That's awesome. Tell me about some of the other things you're doing. I mean, you're doing some writing. You mentioned it real briefly. Talk more about that.
Well, I've been writing with Women's Outdoor News, and my articles go to the Women's Outdoor Media Association. I've reported with American Trigger Sports Network before, and for the most part, my writing has just been about the different matches I've been to, different impressions that have been made, and now I'm starting to take a new spin on my writing and write about, not to say mainstream, but just different topics than just matches. So in the works is just, I have these articles that I've been working on, and they've just been put in archives right now, but just about different things that teens and kids can do in order to get ahead, and I read an interesting study about happiness and just things like that. So,
good. So it's multifaceted. It's not just matches, competition. It's all sorts of things that are prevalent and important for today's youth.
Absolutely. I'm trying to branch out more and get more of that on my blog. So,
good.
Molly, where did this love for writing come from? I mean, you've just all of a sudden turned into a little media person just like this. When did this happen?
Well, in middle school, I realized that I liked writing essays. And then from there, as soon as I was in middle school and I started writing just essays for school and actually enjoying that and trying really hard with that, I started shooting. So then I'm like, oh, hey, I can write about this. So I would just write my little 12-year-old little essay about, I went to the range today and I shot a gun and it was cool. And then from there, I was interviewed when I was like 12-ish, when I first started shooting, because it was just different to see someone small on the range. And I thought that was really interesting. I was more interested on the other side of the camera and things like that. So from there, I've been more interested in media of that sort and reporting and things like that. So I'm looking into a future in media and broadcasting and that sort of business.
Good stuff. You know, that was exactly what drew me to you when we first met at the IRC was, you know, here is this brand new shooter, junior, little, petite, sporty-looking girl. And meet her. She's very well-spoken, and she's giving an honest effort towards the shooting sports. And we kind of revisited that in this year's coverage of the IRC. We went back to some of that old video from when we first met and put together a package on how far Molly has come. And from my standpoint, I got a great deal of good feedback from it. How about you? What kind of feedback did you get out of that piece?
Well, I'm just going to say that when it comes to growing, getting farther, I have not grown at all since that time. It's kind of a downer, not going to lie. But really, I've been able to see myself learn to speak up nicelier.
Nicely-er.
Wow, that's ironic.
Nicelier.
That's ironic. Yeah.
And we're talking about her journalism career.
Exactly, right here. I've been able to speak up better and just that sort of thing. I've by seeing all the powerhouse women in the industry, it's really encouraged me to become better at not only shooting, but just citizenship and things like that, mm-hmm. and encouraging myself for an education and to just try harder. So that's been a huge thing for me, is just seeing Julie Golub, seeing that, and just everyone else. All the people from Colt, Joyce Rubio, people like that, that are just, they're so wonderful. They're women. They're trying hard. They are being successful. And that sort of thing has encouraged me a lot, a ton. So just seeing my growth from there as I began to be more exposed to these types of women, and just seeing how that's encouraging me to become someone better.
Well, shooting's opened a number of doors for you, and it's taken you on a number of travels that I think you otherwise wouldn't have had. You know,
Absolutely.
Talk about some of that.
Well, probably the most notable, aside from this crazy event that I'm at right now, is I went to Australia for the world shoot in near Sydney. It was in a place called Black Hills, I think. I was there in Australia, and that was incredible. I've never been overseas before. The plane ride was kind of nerve-wracking. Oh my goodness, I'm on a plane. This is like 14 hours later. Oh my gosh. But aside from that, it was really, really exciting, because I got to hear funny accents. I got to see all these different animals too, and just see how the culture is different, even though it's still English speaking, how things are so different, especially with firearms. Like all the guns have to be at the range at all times. And I thought that was interesting, and going through customs was fun. And I'm sure everyone's familiar with that.
Right.
And I was actually invited to go to the world shoot in Germany this past year. And I wasn't able to go because different legislation in Germany passed so that I would have only been shooting a 22. And I just didn't view it as the best investment for the time. So I got to come here instead.
So where are we at? We're, what are you, 16, 17?
16.
16, okay. Junior in high school?
I'm a junior. I'm looking at colleges right now. That's taking a lot of time.
Well,
yeah, wait till you get into one. It'll take plenty of time. Are you going to keep going with this shooting career as you go to college, as you move into that part of your life? Are you going to stay active in the shooting sports?
Well, I definitely hope that I will always be engaged with the Second Amendment. Now, my focus has been starting to change slightly, where I'm now looking at different things going on in the world and everything else. And I'm starting to get my priorities a little bit different. But I always hope to be part of the shooting community and going to competitions, but I'm hoping to go to law school, and in that case shooting may have to be a step down, but that's just until I get my degree, and then hey, guess what, back at the range.
Well, there, you know, there are other shooters, top level shooters, Blake McGuez for one, who shot as he attended law school, and he has a law degree now, and he's part of the company business, and he's your national champion limited USPSA right now. So I mean, it can be done. As demanding as law school is,
I would absolutely love to. I mean, shooting is probably my greatest passion, so I definitely want to continue that for as long as I can.
Specifically in your shooting, what kind of training, what kind of exercise are you doing to maintain, or in some cases to get better? What things are you focusing on right now?
Dry fire all the time. I don't have time to get to the range every day, or very often at all lately, but what I've been able to do is just set aside 30 minutes, an hour, and just practice dry firing. Practice going prone, drawing from the holster, having timers go off and doing that sort of thing.
More people are embracing that, and I think it's important because it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot more cost efficient.
Right. Do you do any kind of training physically outside of shooting, just, you know, running, any kind of exercise like that?
I try to go out and run as much as I can, and then I'm also working with just getting stronger upper body, so push-ups and weights and stuff like that. So,
good for you.
Very nice. Very nice.
So far in the show, I mean, we're halfway through day one, and Mike has done the unthinkable. Mike has employed a pedometer.
I have a running pedometer going right now.
Wow.
We were talking about this. This is the seventh time John and I have come here and we've made the TV show.
I've threatened to do it, and I've never done it.
Finally done it.
And he's doing it now.
Would you like to know our total as of this moment right now from leaving the hotel this morning?
How much walking since the beginning of day one, and we're halfway through day one?
I'm kind of scared.
I was flabbergasted. I was impressed.
Treatment afterwards, I might need therapy.
Well, this is how I'm going to negotiate for new shoes, my boss to pay for the chiropractor bill.
That's good.
Right.
That's good.
That's
smart.
What we're going to work on. We are sitting right now.
And
ready?
Yeah.
I might add that we are sitting.
We are sitting, which is important. You're going to need this after you hear this. We have walked 4.25 miles this morning.
Just this morning.
Just this morning.
It's ridiculous. So if we can maintain that average, we're looking at somewhere in the 30-mile range by the end of the show.
Yes, yeah.
It's outrageous.
You know, one thing I'd like to add is that just because as we were talking about different exercises, I think that conditioning for SHOT Show is its own different category.
Yes, right? It is.
So
there are a number of key things you want to keep in mind out here. Number one, you don't want to come here in brand-new shoes. You want to come here in broken-in shoes, shoes that you've worn, shoes that you know are comfortable. But you don't want to come here with just one pair of shoes. You want to have at least one other option when it comes to footwear. Another thing.
He's well thought on this. I've learned a lot from the man.
There's
here.
A lot of handshaking that goes on here. A lot of handshaking. And, you know, as you know, we're in the middle of flu season. So you have to be very careful about the whole shaking hands, and then accidentally touching your face or
rubbing your eye. I have hair hand sanitizer.
Yep.
You gotta be, would like
there
some.
Are, there's hand sanitizer available at all. Mm-hmm. You know, use it.
I'm looking at some Purell right now.
That's what I'm saying. Use it.
This, by the way, is very big brotherly right now. I like what you're doing here, helping Molly to understand. He did this
I
to me
that.
7 years ago on my first time.
Yeah. Well, you're out of the nest now, baby bird. Molly's a first-timer. So that's fantastic stuff.
I heard rumors about a lot of marathon runners actually being able to go to SHOT Show and not have feet sores after this.
Yeah.
Well, it's a different thing because on top of the walking, it's just there's not really a place to sit.
Right.
Other than the chairs that we've found for this, which makes this a popular spot. But that's the hardest part is you're standing up all day long. There's never really a break in it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or even for lunch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seating
Sorry,
in the lunch area is at a premium right now. So, you know, for those of us bringing state-of-the-art technology and bringing the entertainment to the masses, it's a full-time gig and there is no stopping. So today would be a walking lunch had we had an opportunity to grab something on the walk here, which we didn't.
No.
And so I think we've mentioned now 3 times that we haven't eaten lunch.
Just in time.
But everyone wants to know.
Not necessarily a bad thing. Well, that's fantastic stuff. What are you looking forward to in 2013? What are your goals? What are we doing, shooting or otherwise?
Well, I'm going to be a senior next year. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not a freshman, guys. Mm-hmm. Just saying. I get mistaken for that a lot. I have the Bianchi Cup coming up, which is always a ton of fun for me. I love shooting my revolver there. I love shooting my revolver anywhere, but especially in that match because it's so accuracy-oriented.
You bet.
And it requires the speed, too. So I'm really looking forward to that, as well as I believe this is going to be my 5th IRC. So International Revolver Championship. That's definitely been one of my favorite matches. It's USPSA, except only with revolvers, basically.
Yep.
And I'm so excited for that. I always love that match. And
Now, IRC was kind of your first big match, correct?
That's true.
Isn't that where it all started?
That's where
we
never
met came
Molly.
In last place. Came into second to last place. The last guy did not finish.
Nice.
Well,
still
nice.
Counts.
She came away from her first IRC, I might add, as she's being very modest about her final placing in that match, with a gun.
Yes.
Nice.
I was awarded a revolver, mm-hmm. and that revolver has actually been the same revolver that I've shot basically every match with.
And that revolver is?
My Smith & Wesson 627, mm-hmm. and it is fantastic. I haven't needed another gun. I haven't had any problems with it. The only change I have on it is a titanium cylinder because it's a lot lighter and it's easier for me to use. And not to mention I now have Hogue grips on it,
mm-hmm.
Custom made for my very small hands. They're very tiny. So
smaller
it's
than yours.
I know. Put that back up here. Wow, look at that. I feel really good about myself right now.
Man.
Well, yes, Hogue Grips has really good grips for small hands, especially. They can custom make them, and then
okay, on my way to Hogue this afternoon.
You bet.
And then just my revolver, I had no problems with it. I probably shouldn't clean it as much as I should, which is fantastic because it's still functioning.
So this revolver, your competition gun, is the one you won at that first match.
Yes.
What a great story. There's a lot of miles then on that 627.
You bet.
We're very attached to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have a connection.
There's an emotional love there.
Yeah.
That actually was part of the story on the coverage of the IRC.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I still haven't given it a name. I'm not that weird.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to name your gun if you don't want to.
Either way.
If we name the manufacturer, that's what's important.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which I think we've done twice now, so well done.
Can't
nice
hurt.
Job. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you.
What else? Bianchi, we got IRC. What else?
I have to think about it now. Well, college applications.
Okay.
Looking at different schools, senior.
It's important.
And then just hopefully I'm just going to be writing more and getting different opportunities with writing and media and things like that. I really want to explore that field a lot more.
Good. And that's worth a mention. Where can people tune into what you're writing? Give us the blog.
Well, my blog is Molly Minute. M-O-L-L-Y-M-I-N-U-T-E ute.blogspot.com. And blogspot is blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. So you can check that out there. You can also find my writing on womensoutdoornews.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm on Facebook, guys. Check me out.
There you go.
I have quite a few updates from SHOT Show, including me shooting a shotgun that was probably a little bit too long for me. So it was interesting to see myself as I struggled to put it on my shoulder. And I'm kind of dancing with it.
Was it what did you shoot? Was it a 12-gauge?
Yeah, it was 12-gauge Benelli.
Nice. There you go. Come right out of the gate.
Yeah, you know, it's really fun. It's something different. It's a lot different than a revolver. Don't try to shoot it like one. I promise that won't work well, guys.
Oh, yeah.
but, yeah, shoulder hurt a little bit after that. But you know what? I had a blast with it, and I was shooting steel, and, yeah. So definitely something I'm going to look into, too.
Very cool. Very good. Well, that's it. Molly Smith, thanks for taking
the time, Molly,
with us.
Thank you, guys.
All right. More SHOT Show specials coming down the pipe. Stay tuned.